with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ernest Hebert has written a series of novels centered around the fictional New Hampshire town of Darby. The first was The Dogs of March in 1979, then A Little More Than Kin, and the latest, Whisper My Name, all published by the Viking Press. Ernest Hebert grew up in a working-class environment in Keene.
My father was a weaver in a textile mill. My mother was a nurse. It was a very loving family, Catholic family.
But being of French-Canadian extraction in a Yankee state, Ernest Hebert felt like an outsider.
My first language was French, and I can remember people making fun of the way I talked in school.
Eventually, Hebert lost his French, and by the age of 10, found himself a pretty good writer.
I once wrote a story about a little kid who lost his immortal soul, and it was about him losing his shoe. So I was playing with words even then.
But high school was a disaster. 4 years of shooting pool and grades so bad he couldn't get into college.
I had a 6th percentile in English, which meant that 94% of people who took the test were smarter than I was in English. So, and the dean of men at Keene State College told me, he said, you know, people just aren't fit to go to college, and so I joined the Army.
But after the military, at the age of 23, Ernest Hebert again applied for college, and this time was accepted.
All of a sudden, with my first freshman theme, I got this tremendous passion for it, and I got this feeling that I could do this. And I think I knew right then and there that's what I wanted to do, was be a writer.
Ernest Hebert studied writing at Stanford for a year, then returned to New Hampshire, where he pumped gas, drove a taxi, and worked as an editor at the Keene Sentinel.
Well, I got a lot of background on things like town meeting, town government, which helped me in my fiction, I think.
Ernest Hebert, who writes of the rural poor in New Hampshire as they clash with commuters, summer people, and the well-to-do. His latest novel is Whisper My Name. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ernest Hebert has written 3 well-sculptured novels set in a fictional New Hampshire town. The latest, Whisper My Name. Sometimes, Hebert has a tough time keeping track of his small-town characters as they move from book to book.
In A Little More Than Kin, the storekeeper's name is Andarsky, and in Whisper My Name, his name is Ancharsky. So I haven't always done a good job with it.
The idea for his first novel, The Dogs of March, came one day as Hebert was pumping gas.
A guy came into my gas station. He's a big, powerful man. I had little beady eyes, had a tough working class look about him. And he had a small boy with him. They exchanged eye contact, and there was real tenderness in the man's eyes. And that contrast of toughness and tenderness stayed with me.
The image of that man developed into the character of Howard Ellman, an unlikely hero, out of work, his front yard cluttered with abandoned cars and junk. Ellman and the fictional Jordan family appear in all of Hebert's books. Rural poor, not unlike the people Hebert knew growing up in Keene.
They lived by their own rules. So that no matter what happened to the society, it didn't matter. They would continue to live by their own rules. It was like having a little archaeological dig in your backyard.
Even though his characters are drawn from the people he knows, Hebert says no one in Keene appears to be resentful.
I try to write sympathetically about people, and I think people sense the fact that I'm not trying to humiliate my characters and therefore them.
Ernest Hebert admits there are disadvantages to living all of his life in one town, and yet,
by staying in your hometown for a long period of time, in my case 43 years, you see time pass there. You see the encroachments, things happen, the growth, people growing old.
Ernest Hebert of New Hampshire. His wonderful novels of New England include The Dogs of March, A Little More Than Kin, and Whisper My Name. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.